Edge with Chris Graham.
Hi from the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, Virginia. Chris Graham, Scott German. Virginia 65, Virginia Tech 39. Surprisingly easy win for this Virginia team over a good Virginia Tech team. Both teams had come in with 10 wins on the season. Virginia Tech had an ACC win already under its belt, a win over Michigan State. And Virginia led this one early and dominated throughout. Scott, your first impressions?
Very surprised that this was a laugh. And that's what it was.
That's what it was.
The game was over at halftime.
Yeah.
We dominated, which is, you know, this is what you expect a good team to do at home over a mediocre team.
And, but that's not a mediocre team. That's my point. That's a good team.
We made them look mediocre. That
team beat Michigan State before Thanksgiving.
Right. I mean, this is
no fluke to that.
This is our best win of the season. Overall, our best win. Of the season.
Best performance, hands down, on the season. Yeah.
We got some players involved in the offense. Braxton Key came around as the offensive player we had hoped. 18 points, 8 of 12 from the field.
2 of 4 from 3.
Of 4 from the 3. I think we should, you know, I sat up here most of the game and blasted Cody Statman. Which is I'm going to continue to do, make me look bad like we did T.A. Clark.
That's right.
Last year. Cody was all over the floor, 4-10 from the field, 8 rebounds.
Yeah, 10 points, 8 rebounds for Cody, yeah.
8 rebounds, and he showed why he's out there. Still a little tentative on the offense, but, you know, he's starting to show some promise. And, this was a solid win over a Tech team that came in. I think they came in, had a lot of people nervous, including myself.
I've been nervous about this game since that win over Michigan State for Virginia Tech back on the Monday of Thanksgiving week. This is a good team. It's a surprisingly good team that Mike Young has put together. Landers Nolley is the star of this team for Virginia Tech. Came in averaging 17.4 points a game, and he had 15 in the first half. Problem for Tech was the other guys had 2 in the first half, just 1 of 14 shooting for the other guys. And not only then, in the second half, after going 6 of 10 with those 15 points first half, just 1 of 6 from the floor, he hit a 3-pointer. That was it in the second half. And so Virginia Tech not able to really get anything going. A couple of stats that I think are important. Tech came into this game shooting 45.5% from the field. They shot 27.1% in this game. They came in shooting 39.4% from three-point range. That was 10th best in the country coming into this game. 4 of 25, 16% in this game. Another key stat. Coming into this game, Tech had turned the ball over on 14.3% of their possessions. That's third best in the country. In this game, 13 turnovers on 60 possessions. That's 21.7%. So Virginia turned them over about 60% as much, 60% more than Tech normally does in a game. Tech couldn't shoot the ball from 2. They couldn't shoot the ball from 3. That's why they have 39 points. Again, this is a team that beat Michigan State. This is a team that had a big lead on Duke before they lost that game in Blacksburg about a month ago. This is a good Virginia Tech team, and Virginia made them look – I'll go back to your term now, Scott. They made Virginia Tech look mediocre today.
So I've got a theory. I think this is the first game this year that I can say – this team won this game convincingly today. This was the national championship. I think this team, I know we're depleted, I know we have some players that aren't here, but the players that we do came out determined today, knowing that this is a big game, and they played like they wanted this game more than Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
This was I call it the national championship pedigree, and that we've got most of our players that were part of that championship. A lot of those players are gone, but their presence I felt was noticeable here today.
You know what I'll say is what interests me when I look at the numbers. We're looking over to our left for those who are watching us on video. We're looking over to Scott's computer with the stats up. Coming into the season, the two best, if you had to say who the two best players in this team were, you'd say Mamadi Diakite and Jay Huff. Diakite, 6 points, 3 of 9 shooting. Now, he did have 10 rebounds in 34 minutes, but 6 points for Mamadi Diakite in this game. Jay Huff, 2 points, and they were in garbage time. I mean, he was out there on the floor with the walk-ons, because Jay only played 12 minutes in this game. You look at who played in this game. It was a starting five largely, and the starting five was Kia Clark, Braxton Key, Casey Morsell, Cody Statman, Mamadi Diakite. They all played 30 minutes or more in this game. Tony Bennett strategically, now if you read my pregame column, and about 10,000 of you did, what I broke down was that Virginia's best lineup this season, best lineups, most frequently used lineups, were with Mamadi Diakite and Jay Huff on the floor. Over 50% of the minutes were played with those two guys together on the floor. And Virginia Tech was not going to allow that. Well, they go five guards. You're not going to have two of your bigs chasing guys around shooting threes. And so Tony went four guard. He couldn't go five guard, but he went four guard. Diakite largely with those other four guards. Your computer went down there. And so he went with a different lineup, and it worked. And, you know, I think this is a little bit of a lesson. You know, Duke played their big kid, the Vernon Carey Jr., the big freshman who's going to be, I'm sure, be freshman of the year now that Kobe White is, the kid from
Anthony.
Cole Anthony from North Carolina. Vernon Carey Jr. will be the ACC freshman of the year. He had to put him on the bench and go small. Coach K did for Duke to be able to come back and beat Virginia Tech. We just decided, let's skip the part where we let Tech go off for a half and let's just throttle them from the beginning. So credit to Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, he can coach. And he went with a different lineup today. And Scott, I have to wonder now if we may have discovered something here with this lineup, that this might be the lineup that we have to go with a lot this season.
I think you're right. I think this is because a lot of teams are going to defend this, attempt to defend this like Tech. And, you know, our guys came through. And if you look at Diakite's stats, they don't jump out at you, but this is the kind of play that we got, that we had from Diakite last year. They don't have to jump out at you. They don't have to jump out at you when Cody Statman gives you 10 points. When Braxton Key is the player we thought he would be.
18 points on 8 of 12, yeah. And 10 rebounds for Key as well.
Right, and Clark, Key does what he does.
18.6 assists. Boy, we were talking about this up here, Scott. I mean, it seemed like he had more than that because he was getting in the lane whenever he wanted to, it seemed like, in this game. And you kept asking, why don't they try to stop him? And my answer was, I don't think they have anybody who can stop him. Kia Clark, though, I mean, you know, he only had six assists somehow in this game. But, boy, he was incredible today, I thought.
Yeah, he
and defensively, too.
Defensively as well. My point is, if we get this type of offensive contributions, then Mamadi can go back to being what I think – where I think Mamadi is most comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah. And being a contributor, not the man.
Yeah. And if that happens, then sky's the limit for us this year.
And I'll point out, because we're wrapping up here, but I'll point out, too, that Tech – so teams have been going zone against us a lot. Tech went zone one time, and actually the way we broke that zone and the only time they played it, Kihei got in the lane and got a layup against their zone. So it's a fun game. I mean, fun to see. As we're wrapping up here, Scott, I'll say this. You talked about the national championship effect. You know what I kept thinking during this game was I was thinking about the 2013-2014 team. The 2013 Virginia team that played in November and December, they got the big blowout loss to Tennessee, and they came back, and then they couldn't lose from January through the late part of March, it seemed like. It started with a win in their first ACC game after they got back from that loss to Tennessee. Now, we didn't lose our last game. We played a pretty pedestrian game against Navy, but kind of felt like a loss in a lot of respects. I know a lot of fans probably felt that way, only beating Navy by 9 points. This performance today reminds me of that team in 2014 that just all of a sudden came out and played completely differently. I had some feelings of that today. So we'll see how that goes. But I think lineup-wise, performance-wise, I think this was a different Virginia team than the team that played here last week and beat Navy.
Yeah, and the competition has something to do with it. I'm sure Tech got our attention. But you know, sometimes it just takes X number of games to figure things out. And I know we've already played two games in the ACC, but now when you flip the counter, this really does start to feel like for real play. Yeah. Hey, we're 3-0. We're averaging winning our first three games by 16 points. We'll take that.
We'll take it, yeah. Midweek game on the road, Boston College. We'll have coverage. We'll get you ready for that game. We'll have coverage of the game after. Next Saturday back here, Syracuse is in JPJ. We've already played them twice on January 11th. That's kind of funny. We'll have pregame for that. We'll have game coverage, et cetera, from JPJ here. So big week in ACC coming up. Virginia 3-0 in the ACC after a big win over Virginia Tech. For Scott German, I'm Chris Graham signing off. Everyone have a great weekend.